So whatever does or doesn't happen today with former President Donald Trump is certainly going to get a lot of attention. And there are not a lot of people you can say that about. For a little analysis and perspective this morning, we're joined by Randin Steinhauser. She's a political strategist with Young Americans for Liberty. Randin, I'm kind of joking, but kind of not. I mean, never before, I think, have we had so much focus on something that may or may not happen. So let's play devil's advocate here. Let's say it does happen. What's your take on what reaction will be?
Yeah, you know, this is really an unprecedented time. We've never had a former president or a president indicted. So it's, you know, all eyes are on this. We're trying to figure out, you know, what's going to happen. There's a lot of he said, she said. I think we have a very politically motivated district attorney who is seeing a potential opportunity to make a name for themselves. So, right, taking this to a grand jury, you've got to have the facts. You've got to feel confident that you have built a case. So in some ways, I think I would see this moving forward because, again, if you want to make a name for yourself in Democrat politics, what better way than to be the district attorney that indicted Donald Trump? Right. At the same time, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
And I was just going to say at the same time, playing devil advocate, look, facts do matter. If laws were broken, we want the justice system to be upheld. What we don't want is a weaponization of our justice system to attack political enemies. And that's potentially what we are seeing happening.
All right. Well, you did what I was about to do. So thank you for playing the other side of it for a second. But now let me take what you just said and we'll do the same thing here. So certainly one could argue that you are correct, that, you know, nobody wants to politicize the justice system. But when you have Kevin McCarthy and other top ranking Republicans in the House saying that they want the prosecutor to be called in for a special hearing, I mean, how's that not politicizing the situation as well? I'm not sure that makes things any better. And do we really want the feds to get involved with local law enforcement?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I think the answer is everyone's going to start politicizing this based on who it is, right? We're talking about Donald Trump. There's not an American in this country that doesn't have one opinion of him one way or the other, right? So I think that the law should be upheld, that justice should be served, and we should make sure that it's not being done in a hostile political environment. But again, we see these double standards, and this is, I'm not personally taking a defense of Donald Trump. I think the facts will speak for themselves. But we also need to make sure that our justice system is being used to call into question some of the actions we've seen by the Biden administration, whether that's classified documents being hidden. We haven't heard anything about that. Hunter Biden's laptop, funding from the Communist Party of China. Same thing with the Clinton Foundation. So I do feel like there is a double standard. I also feel like there's a fatigue from the American people that seems to say the liberal progressive media continually just feeds into this narrative against Donald Trump. And again, I would argue that.
Okay, we did not disconnect. I just want to be very clear here. Are you there? You're still there? Okay, I thought we lost you there. Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah, I would just say most Americans are probably ready for that fresh perspective. There's quite a bit of fatigue around the legal troubles of Donald Trump and, quite frankly, the legal troubles of the Clintons and the Bidens. Can we just have honest integrity and leadership from those at the top? It seems like it's impossible.
Randin, you're a good sport, so let me play one more, one more role of devil's advocate here, and then we'll wrap this up, which is, you know, some would hear this and say, well, Republicans are really angry. Just angry all the time, and that it's the same talking points over and over again. I'm sure you get asked this all the time. I've got about a minute 20 left here. How do you react to that?
You know, I think that Republicans have more optimism for this country than just about anybody. Again, I think there's a difference between the establishment Republicans that have been in office for far too long and continually allow for our federal spending to go up, our national debt to increase. We're not protecting our southern border. But when it comes down to the hardworking Americans across this country, we care about those kitchen table issues. And we have optimism in the future of our country because we believe in the values that this country was built on. So we're tired of the progressive liberal media telling us what we should care about. When we see what's happening to our economy, we see what's happening to our paychecks, we see what's happening in our children's schools, and we see what's happening at our southern border. So I think as Americans, we have optimism, but we have to fight back to protect our values.
All right. Well, it's always good to hear from all sides. Randin, we really appreciate you speaking with us this morning. You're a good support for some of the questions where I tried to get you to react the way you did, and I really appreciate it. All right. Randin Steinhauser joining us live this morning. She's a political strategist with Young Americans for